definitely do a new thing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You know, I love the song that the choir sang. He said, we'll soon shout hallelujah. We are shouting, or we're going to shout hallelujah, because God will do a new thing in our lives in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. I didn't hear, only a few people ahead on this side. Because God will do a new thing, we shout hallelujah.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. So shall it be in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So today's topic is, behold, I'll do a new thing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Behold, I'll do a new thing. You know, we know that, you know, like I talked about it on the first Sunday, you know, doing a new thing is actually experiencing God's promises. God's promises, the thing that He has promised, coming to play in our lives. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And here I'm just doing, I say, do something different. God is going to do something that you have not experienced before in your life. God is going to do it in the name of Jesus. Experience something that you have never seen before. That is God doing a new thing in the name of Jesus. Something that you have never experienced before, God is going to do it in your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says He will never leave us nor forsake us. Joshua 1:5. Hallelujah. When God was talking to Joshua, He said, no one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Praise the Lord. That is God's promise for us. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The God that never failed, the God that has never changed. Praise the Lord. You know, Jesus Christ is the same God that they've been talking about. The one that existed even before the foundation of the world was made. Praise the Lord. He's still the same God that we are talking about. You know, fashion comes, changes, but the name of our Lord is still the same. The things that our God does is still the same thing. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So the Lord will never leave you. So He said, behold, I will do a new thing. And He will definitely do a new thing in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So today, let's look at Hebrews 13:5-6. So God is still the same thing that God is saying, that He will never leave us. Hebrews 13:5-6 says, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So it does not matter where we are now. God is saying that He will be with us. Hallelujah. He will do a new thing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, when He was speaking to Joshua there, if we look at that, Joshua 1:5, He said, no one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. He was speaking to Joshua because He was going to do something new. Something that Joshua has not experienced before. Now Joshua, the mantle of falling on Joshua, and he's telling him that, as I've been with Moses, so will I be with you, but nobody will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. Praise the Lord. That is a new thing. That's a new chapter that was opened in his life. And I believe that God is going to open a new chapter in our lives in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we want to look at, you know, on Wednesday we're talking about some things that will make us not to experience this new thing. Praise the Lord. God wants to do a new thing, but yes, are we ready? Are we prepared for it? Are we surrendering ourselves to experience it? Hallelujah. What are the things that will make us experience the new things that God is planning to do in our life? There are things that will make us not to experience it. One thing that I put out is, how we see God. How do you see God? We are saying that, oh, God is going to do a new thing. But do you see God as capable of doing it? How do you see God? Do you see God as the one that can do the impossible? Do you see God as the creator of heaven and earth? Do you see God as the God that can change your situation, that can change my situation? Because how you see God actually matters. How you see somebody tells how you're going to relate with that person. Hallelujah. When you have respect on somebody, you mind the way you talk, right? But when you don't have respect, you can talk anyhow to the person, right? But when you have respect for somebody, you mind, you calculate what you want to say. You don't want to say something amiss. Praise the Lord. So how do you see God? The one that has our life in his hands. How do you see him? Do you see him as a God that can save? Do you see him as a God that can change your situation? As a God that can change my situation? How do you see him? What value do you place on him? Because the value that you place on him tells how much you're going to work with him. Tells how much you're going to do his will. Hallelujah. Tells how much you're going to walk according to his word. You know, we can all say, oh, I love God. But how do you see him? Hallelujah. How do you see him? It's very important for us to examine ourselves and see, how do we see this God? How do we handle the things of God? Let's look at Ephesians 5, 15 to 17. And also we're going to read Proverbs 29, 18. Hallelujah. Ephesians 5. He says, see them that he walks circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Praise the Lord. Because the way you see God tells how you're going to walk with him. He said, redeeming the time because the days are what? Evil. See, he says, see that he walk was circumspectly. In Proverbs 29:18. Proverbs 29 says, see, where there is no vision, the people perish. But I want to see, I want us to read the New Living Translation. New Living Translation there. Because Joseph saw God as the Almighty God. He respected God. He feared God. He realized that wherever he goes, his God can deliver him. The reason why Job did not curse God and die was the way Job saw God. Job saw God as his creator, the one that can take his life, the one that gave him all the riches, gave him all the wealth that he has. That's why when the wife said curse God and die, he did not do it. Because where he's still seeing God, where he placed God in his life is greater than what the wife was just seeing God at that time because of his circumstances. He was looking at God, that God does not heal. God does not save. He saw that God does not help. That's why I say, curse God and die, the God that you're serving. But Job saw God, esteemed God highly. He saw that this God is the God that has been with me when I had nothing. He's the God that, you know, gave me everything that I have. He has taken it. He can do whatever he wants with me. He's God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So how do you see God? He said, when people do not accept divine guidance, they run wild. But whoever obeys the Lord is what? Joyful. When you esteem God high, you will run with his guidance. Hallelujah. What vision do you have of God? How do you see God? How do we really see God? Hallelujah. He said, we should see that we walk circumstances not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time. Or the days are evil. Do you see God as a God that can save? Because God is doing a new thing in our life, in my life, in your life, when you esteem him, put him in the place that he belongs. that he's a greater I am. You are standing high above every other thing. You reverence, you fear him. You see him as a God that saves, a God that delivers. You see him as a God that has given you everything that you have. Hallelujah. You know, when we looked at Luke 12, 16 to 21, the rich man, when he looked at his barn, he looked at it, he saw it as the parable that Jesus gave. Jesus wasn't just giving parables, were things that were happening. Because sometimes when we look at ourselves, we just think that it's God, it's by our hands and by our wisdom that we have achieved what we have achieved. We might not say it, but the things that we do implies it. Praise the Lord. Sometimes we say, oh, I know that it's God that's given, but what we imply is different by what we do. He said, he spoke a parable, that is Luke 12, unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to restore my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I restore all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thy ease, eat, drink, and be merry. He was saying, when he looked at what he had, when he looked at everything, we have forgotten that it is God that has made that multiplication. It is God that has caused that address. We do that too. Sometimes when things happen, just, oh, by my strength. Hallelujah. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall these things be which thou hast provided? Who shall these things be? Praise the Lord. The Lord is good. Who shall these things be? The man was, you know, he saw the things. Sometimes we look at the things around us and lose focus of the God that created us. We are seeing the things around us. We lose focus of the one that has called us. Hallelujah. He saw the bonds and said, oh, my soul, rejoice. I have a lot, I'm rich, I can do anything. But the Lord said, tonight I require your life. What will happen to those things? Praise the Lord. God will help us. How do you see God? Are you just seeing the things around you? The Bible says, even though we are the world, we are not of the world. Some of us have created a boundary around us and not looking, and remove God from it. The focus is not on God, it's on the things around. Seeing the things around. Mr. A has this, I have to have it. Somebody was telling me recently, he said that, I don't know what to do, I'm going to build. That's the second person that is telling me that these houses that I built in Nigeria, I think I want to sell them because my children are not going to go there. And I say, you don't know that. I say, no, they've already told me they're not coming. And I was saying, because I know how, you know, struggling to build those houses. Hallelujah. It's not wrong to have. But focus on God. Do not let your focus just be within. Because the fire is me doesn't mean that you have to go and do things. Not because you want to compete. Some of us do things because we want to compete. Hallelujah. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Let's be focused on Him. Let's see Him. Esteem Him above every other thing. Because He's the one that gives us strength to walk. If He does not give us strength, you cannot achieve anything. That's the truth. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. And also, sometimes hearing what we hear affects us. What we hear, the company we keep, those things can hinder us from going, moving forward, from God doing the things that God has promised to do in our lives. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible study today, we said we're all what, kings and priests. So we're all supposed to enjoy the goodness of God. But because certain things happen, we are not enjoying it. God is saying that I'm going to do a new thing and bring back those things. So that people will see indeed that we are the children of God. Because when God does that new thing, what happens? People see and know that this is a manifestation of God's power in our lives. Hallelujah. God will help us in the name of Jesus. Hearing what you hear is very important. Sometimes we do not hear good news. Sometimes the things that we hear is, oh, things that are not of God. Praise the Lord. The Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. If you do not hear the word of God, how will your faith be built? Praise the Lord. How will your faith be built? Sometimes we do not grow. We struggle in the faith. And the Bible says that we are what? Priests. And we are kings. God is about to do a new thing. So we must mind what we hear. What we hear. The company we keep. It's very important. It affects what God wants to do in our lives, whether we like it or not. Praise the Lord. Because if Job had listened to the wife, you know his life would have been cut short. The things that God restored would not be there. Praise the Lord. We will be talking about Job today. Hallelujah. So be careful the company you keep. Be careful. Hallelujah. Be very careful what you hear. I know there are so many things on TikTok. There are so many things on WhatsApp. There are so many things on YouTube. So many. Some are fake. Some are real. I think the ones that are fake are even more. Because I remember my sister sent me something. She said, oh, look at what happened though. Something, I don't know what an insect, the kind of insect fell into somebody's head, they were pulling it. And when I looked at it, I said, this is rubber. This is, you don't know this is fake. And I sent it to her, she said, oh, that's true. So God will help us with what we hear. And some other person sent a video to me and said, oh, this person is saying that it's Jesus Christ, he came back. And they were spreading it so much that they say, oh, look at this is a 66 that's arrived, you know, this is the devil coming. When I looked at it, I saw that this man is a movie. He acted as Jesus Christ. So I told her, stop spreading it. Better, you know, check before you send out. Don't just send things. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Let's not occupy ourselves with the things of God. It is very important. And the only way that you can mind what you hear, your fellowship is very important. Fellowship is very important. Hallelujah. So I really want to see us in Bible studies, the prayers. You know, during the prayer meeting, I can see everybody that joined. I can see everybody. Bible studies, we can see everyone. So it is very important. Whether we like it or not. The people that are working for the devil, they are very passionate. They gave the girl, you saw the LGBT move. They said they are out to get what? Not our children in Jesus' name. They will not find our children. So we have to start now. We have to start now praying. One of the new things that you want God to do for you is for the children, even the unborn one, for God to preserve them in the kingdom. Hallelujah. Those are the things that we should be praying for. Hallelujah. So God will help us in the name of Jesus. It is very important what we hear. The Bible says in Romans 10, 17, it says, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Hallelujah. That's our faith, from hearing. Whatever you hear, that's how your faith will build up. When we were coming, I actually took the bus and the train here today. And I saw a place that they wrote, what we worship in Nigeria, I don't know if you know Williams Bridge. There's a shrine, a place of shrine there in Williams Bridge. A shrine that is it the god of iron that they worship in Nigeria. There's a place there, Williams Bridge. I don't really know where it is. But on Williams, I always, but I've never really taken note. It's a shrine. I think people go there for help. It's like a store, but like you have the, I think the Spanish, they call them
botanical.
Yeah, but this is not. You just put it, write it there. Hallelujah. So God will help us. Sometimes, if we are not focused on Him, when we have problems, we'll be forced to go to such places. I'm telling you. Somebody will come and convince you that, I went there when I had this problem. The person's problem is not solved, though. But because they know that you're a Christian, they want to pull you out. I'm saying that's what the devil is doing, to pull us out of the kingdom, to pull it will not work in the name of Jesus. I don't know about you, because God is doing a new thing in my life. He's going to do a new thing in my life that the Spirit of God will come upon me like never before. Hallelujah. That is the new thing that I want, the manifestation to be seen. Praise the Lord. That you speak and it comes to pass. When Solomon was asking, when God asked him what he wants, he didn't ask, Father, give me money. But what God gave to him was more than what? Wealth. The one that causes our hands to what? Prosper. That we bless the work of our hands. How do you see him? What do you hear? Hallelujah. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. It is very important. Our attitude too matters. The Bible says, whatever we do, we should do it what? To the glory of God. Our attitude matters. Your attitude. For us to experience this music, we must have the right attitude. The right attitude is very important. You want God to do a new thing, and you're holding grudge, you have tied somebody down, and that person did you something. We have to do better than that. God will help us in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Colossians 3:10, and I put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. That's Colossians 3:10. Then Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. This mind, the mind of Christ, let it be in us. That affects our attitude. the way we act towards people outside our home, outside our clique. God will help us in the name of Jesus. Let this mind be in you. That is the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ. If I ask how many of us have given our life to Christ, everybody will raise up their hand. But how many of us, our attitude reflects the life of Jesus? Hallelujah. That is left for God to judge, not me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. So what God is expecting, God's expectation of us is for us to live a holy life. In 2 Corinthians 7, for the same by people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and heal their land. Hallelujah. Let's rise on our feet this morning. Live in a holy life. Live in according to the word of God. God has called us to live according to Jesus Christ, God, that we are the light of the Lord. People are waiting to see us. And Lord, we do it waiting in the name of Jesus. Having faith in his word. See, without faith, it is impossible to please God. When we please God, what happens? God begins to manifest his glory in the name of Jesus. Is anybody here that has not given their life to Christ? Is there anyone that has not given their life to Christ? Hallelujah. Because this new thing that the Lord will do is for those that know their God. Those that believe in their God. Those that know who he is. Those that esteem him above every other thing. Hallelujah. So we are all giving our life to Christ, right? Hallelujah. So we are going to pray. Father, we thank you for the word that we have heard today. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We pray that this word will do us good in the name of Jesus. In any way of sin, in any way of function of the glory, Father, forgive us. But anything that will make us not to experience this new thing that you're going to do, Father, remove from our lives in the name of Jesus. Help us to deal, Lord. Let your anointing fall fresh upon us. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Let us open Isaiah 54, verse 3. We are going to pray. Because I want God to do anything in my life. I don't know about you. I want God to do something new in my life. I want God to do something new in this family. I want God to do something new in this community. Hallelujah. God planted us here for a purpose, and that purpose will be established in the name of Jesus. I don't know if you are going through one thing or the other. Hallelujah. As far as we are in the world, storms will come, problems will come. But God is saying, I will do a new thing. Hallelujah. The new thing means that those things will not be remembered. Hallelujah. Because of the new thing. The new thing brings life. The new thing brings joy. Hallelujah. He said, for you will spread abroad to the right and to the left, and your descendants will possess nations in the name of Jesus. And we will settle the desolate cities. Go ahead. So shall it be concerning us in the name of Jesus. For you, go to the next one, please. For just be going quickly, because we're going to pray with it. Hallelujah. As it is difficult for them to read it. Somebody can read it for us so that. That's Isaiah 54. Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm going to read from here. For I said, fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed. I want us to pray that we are not going to be ashamed in the name of Jesus. This new thing that the Lord will do, the Lord will remove shame from our lives. Shame will be far from us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, anything that will bring shame will remove from our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, do a new thing, oh Lord, that will not make us ashamed, that will not make us more shame. Shame will be far from us, in the name of Jesus. in the name of Jesus. He said, fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame in the name of Jesus. We are going to pray that the Lord will do a new thing that will cause us to forget the shame of our fall in the name of Jesus. Forget the pain of the fall in the name. Father, do a new thing in my life. Do a new thing in my life in the name of Jesus. Because your word said, behold, you will do a new thing in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Father, do a new thing. And we don't know shame. In this month, I will not know shame. In this month, this church will not know shame. My children will not know shame. My mother will not know shame. My family will not know shame. Father God, every member of the church, they will not know shame. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In this community, we will not know shame. In the name of Jesus. In your homes, we will not know shame. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we will pray. Amen. And he says also, for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shall not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore. For thy maker is thy husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and thy redeemer, the Holy One, the God of the whole earth, shall he be called. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We want to pray. The Lord says in 10, he says, for the mountain shall depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee. Neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord, that has mercy on me. We want to pray that the mercy of God will go with us in the name of Jesus. Wherever we enter this month, and remember, we shall be favored in the name of Jesus. We shall be favored because of the new thing that the Lord will do in our life. We shall be favored in the name of Jesus, because the kindness of God will be with us in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, cause me to be favored. Cause doors to be opened upon me in the name of Jesus. Cause doors to be opened for me in the name of Jesus. Cause doors to be opened in the name of Jesus. My Father, Lord, every door that will close against me shall be opened in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, every door that will close against me shall be open in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
I'm going to pray this prayer one minute. The Bible says that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. What do you need to pray? No weapon formed against us shall prosper this new month in the name of Jesus. Father, no weapon formed against us shall prosper because you are with us in the name of Jesus. Every plan of the enemy will come against you by fire in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, O Lord. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Father, in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Isaiah 54, verse 14, say, behold, they shall surely gather together. But because that God is not for me, they shall fall for my sake in the name of Jesus. I pray that we gather against my destiny, against my destiny, against the church, and Father, Lord, because that God is not of you. Father, in the name of Jesus, this new world, O Lord, you will scatter them, O Lord. You will destroy them, O Lord. You will cause them to fall. For my sake, you will fall. In the name of Jesus, I pray that I'm standing up against my destiny. I pray that I'm standing up against the church in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless your name and the name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor in the name of Jesus. Bless your name with your fire. You are Alpha, your Omega. You are the beginning, your end. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, for our program that is coming up, the Light of New York. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, that, Lord, your light will shine. Our light will shine, even in this community, in the name of Jesus. We pray for our Father in the Lord, the General Overseer, that you've been using, oh God, Father and Lord, you're going to strengthen and bring him to your glory in the name of Jesus. We pray concerning our anniversary, that Lord, your hand will be upon it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. At the end, we shall have cause to give glory to your name. We thank you for everyone that is here. Father, you do a new thing, oh Lord, that they will share their testimony. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. In the course of this week, O Lord, Father, Lord, we shall testify of your goodness because your hand will be upon us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.